Broadcasting Network. This is In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. And this is ongoing election coverage 2020 saga. The saga continues. It's not going to end. You guys thought it was going to be over last week. Oh, my sweet Eden child of a listener. This thing just kicked off, my guys, and we got a three-person panel tonight. I think you're going to be in for a treat. Let me do my shilling right quick, because you want to go to broadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. That upper left-hand menu button, you will click that, and then you will see a donate button, wherewith you will take a steel anvil from Acme, the kind that the Wile E. Coyote used to try to vanquish the Roadrunner, and you will drop that anvil and smash that donate button and send shekels to RBN. You're so excited that you're going to smash it. That's the deal. I put my $30 in this month. I up the ante a little bit because we're in dark times, and I think we can get another donation in by the end of the month, Mike. I'm feeling good about that. If I can do 30 as a lowly painter, you guys can do 30 out there, surely. If not, maybe 20 or 10. You can mail it in. You can call it in. Just get it in, because this is a pivotal moment in American history. This could be the most important election of all time. I'm not saying that lightly, because this is going to determine whether we go into the globalist reset of the New World Order, or whether we buy some more time so we can figure out a better political answer. But tonight I'm joined by a guest from the alternative media on Saturday mornings. He is the Chuck Norris of political commentary, Farron Shoaf. Farron, welcome to the show.
Looking forward to it.
Excellent. And, of course, we have Boy Wonder here, commentary, and we have the Caped Crusader himself of political science, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick?
Oh, what would Adam West say? I can't remember.
You probably
Farron,
would.
Do you remember what Adam West would say?
You know,
I wasn't alive. You guys go ahead.
I grew up watching that Batman with Adam West, but I'm not exactly sure. I mean, there's so many different things that, you know, you had to read it too when they were having the fights. I'm not sure what he would say.
Bam, pow. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Robin had some things he would say, you know, like holy, and it could be holy mackerel, but it could be holy whatever they're talking about. So holy electoral college, Batman, something like that.
And yes, that is
say, exactly, Boy Wonder.
And
holy massive in your face blade up voter fraud. But hey, they told us they were going to do this. This has been my argument, you know, the whole time. They said they were going to do it. Trump told us they were going to do it. We all knew they were going to do it. I said they were going to do it. Patrick said they were going to do it. Don Black said they were going to do it. Everyone said. And here we are in the cusp of the most blatant, flagrant, in your face, mask off, tyrannical voter fraud. And I'm here to tell you, I think this is. I hope Trump wins in the end. Don't get me wrong. But this, for the normies in America, they are getting a front row seat. I'm telling you, the people in this area, in the county I live, my friends, my neighbors, and my family, they all see this for what it is. They couldn't see 9/11 for what it was. There's been several different things that they seem to kind of somewhat be confused about getting their foot on solid ground, say, like, for instance, the Russia Gate and some of these other scenarios that the Democrats has pulled off. But this one is resonating. So if Trump ends up winning at the end of this, we have given the normies a complete front row seat to mask off blatant I guess you would say massive criminality by the Democrat Party in conjunction with the media. And that could be the biggest win or the biggest move forward that the whatever you want to call us, alt-right, patriots, or whatever our name is these days. So I'd like to get you guys' opinion on that.
Let me jump in real quick, because you made an interesting point, Farron, that this presidency, like him or hate him, all criticisms are considered. You, all three of us, have openly criticized Trump on this network to some degree or the other. But this presidency has exposed so much: the fake media, the three-letter corporations, organizations, whatever you want to call them, FBI, CIA. I mean, we knew they were corrupt, but my goodness, the level of corruption. And now the corruption of the oligarchy, the ruling elite, the Jewish-dominated elite in our election system. Now, I want to say something. I'm going to go on record. I was criticizing the election system, and now I'm criticizing the elites that run it. Our election system is solid, my guys. Our election system has checks and balances that, I mean, it's brilliant when you compare it with other countries. And I'm about to kick it to you, Patrick, so wind up that political science arm of yours and pitch fastball. But what I'm about to say is that I never knew the mechanics of this electoral system and actually how good it was. And before you're like, oh, but Jeremy, it got frauded. Well, sure it did, because we have corrupt people that are pulling some dirty tricks. But look at how quickly, when you've got a guy like Trump, like him or hate him, who is fighting, when you fight it and you utilize the system, it actually starts to work. We've got attorney generals from various states questioning this and coming together. We've got state legislatures throwing some red flags. There are some investigations. We've got, despite the controlled media, the public is becoming outraged and starting, recount, things on Facebook where over 2 million people have signed up saying that this is bogus. So I would argue we have a very good election system. Is it perfect? Probably not. But the people that run it and the people in the various states are the corruption. Now, and Patrick, something you've been saying for weeks on the air now, is that this is actually going to come down to the state legislatures. 6 out of the 7 contested states are Republican. And if enough fraud evidence is put out there, this could change their electoral cast. And I've heard people say, oh, but you can't compare it to 2000. That was only one state. Yeah, but we're in unprecedented times, ladies and gentlemen. We could very well see this. I'm not saying we will for sure, but it's looking better as the hours go, not the days, but the hours go. And Patrick, if you had tried to lecture as a political science professor, if you had tried to lecture John Q. Average, John Q. Public on how this electoral system worked, they'd probably be sitting there with eyes rolling in the back of their head, thinking about going to the ball game to watch African-American felons throw a pigskin around. Or they might be thinking of the next Netflix movie. But the majority of the electorate now are on the edge of their seats, wanting to know how the Electoral College plays a role, wanting to know if the state legislators can truly change their votes. It's in the media. So now you have an audience on the edge of their seat, Patrick, as someone who probably is an expert in this field, I'll go as far as to say. Tell me what you think. Where are we at right now with the process, and where is it going?
Well, so where we're at is there was an election that we know was fraudulent, and it's becoming increasingly clear to large numbers of people that it was fraudulent. There are people. I mean, we're a country that's very, very divided, and so I would say that if you see somebody, I'm going to go Jeff Foxworthy on you, right? So. If you've got a Black Lives Matter sign on your front porch, you probably think the election, that Joe Biden was elected president. If you wear a mask while you're driving to work alone in your car, you probably think that Joe Biden won the election. That chances might be. I'm not going to go too much on the Jeff Foxworthy, but those people who are wearing masks everywhere in the car voluntarily, and they're got the Black Lives Matter signs up and all of that, they're not going to be convinced. There's no convincing them. They're just going to cower in place until there's a vaccine, and then they're going to be line up for the vaccine. But they're not necessary. If you get basically what they're calling Red America, if Red America comes convinced, that's basically enough. Because the legislators, the Republican legislators, and we don't need the Democrat Democratic legislators. The Republican legislators would feel pressure from their own constituents, and I'm not saying they definitely would, but there's a but they have the opportunity to appoint slates of what are called clean electors, their own, you know, fresh start electors. They can pick their own electors and send them to the electoral college. Those votes will be cast on December 14th, and then those votes will go to Congress. Now, there would be a fight in Congress, but if Mitch McConnell can keep his people, his senators, in line, then Donald Trump could emerge as president for a second term. So that's where we are.
Kick it over to you, Farron. I know you've heard Patrick talk about this, and you have some experience in politics. You were going to be a statesman. You were running for the position. What do you read on this?
Well, you know, the first thing is the Democrats planned this fraud. I mean, in the middle of the night, they stopped the vote and tabulated so they could calculate. And even that was on Rush Limbaugh's show today with Mark Stein. I mean, it's unbelievable if you think about the information that now you would think that would be, you know, David Duke or John Stadtmiller saying that, but it's actually Rush Limbaugh or his fill-in. Now, they're saying a lot of this is being censored on the internet or on, like, Facebook, but it's really not. Like, if you remember former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, she's killing it on Facebook exposing all this. And the people this time, maybe unlike in times past, are aware. But let me ask you this, because I don't quite understand, and Patrick probably does. It went to the Supreme Court in 2000 in the Gore-Bush race. And you're saying it would go to the Congress or go to the electors, and I understand about how it goes to the state legislatures. But here's what I feel like, and I hope I'm wrong. I don't say this with any, you know, I don't get pleasure out of saying this. But our Achilles heel has always been faith in the Republican Party. You know, I repeat ad nausea that the fact that from 2016 to 2018, the Republican Party, what was it, Paul Ryan? I forget what state he was from, but he was Speaker of the House.
And he's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. They fought Bush. I mean, they fought Trump on every level. And even today, during the Rush Limbaugh show, they were saying that the very own law firm that's representing Donald Trump is already leaking. Now, I can't confirm it. I'm just saying that's what was said. So, be it as it may, my faith is weak when it comes to, unfortunately, the Democrats rally together. They stick together like glue, and, you know, you can almost have some respect for that, as so do Jews. But the Republican Party, they seem to fragment. They're quick to start to have breakaways. So I would love to see it happen, but my faith is weak on mm-hmm. It would be the first time I've ever seen the Republicans in my lifetime, or at least in recent times, come together as really a cohesive group and stand firm with Trump. They should, and I wish mm-hmm. they would, but I'm back to, you know, here's why the Democrats had to fake this election. I've listened to Sean Hannity, and all he talked about for the last 6 months was all these arrests are coming, you know, these court cases are coming, but they never did come. Now, wouldn't you, if you were Donald Trump, make damn sure that all this stuff come together before the election? But it didn't. And the Democrats, I said it week before last, before the election, that my prediction for election night was Trump was going to look like he was ahead. We're going to go to bed. There's going to be massive voter fraud. And then we're going to be in days or weeks of not knowing who the president is, because the Democrats have to sham this election to stop all the investigations. You saw what happened with Hunter Biden. The FBI had a laptop long before the impeachment and sat on it, although, you know, they send 19 FBI agents to investigate Bubba Wallace's garage door pull. So that is where we're at. So it comes down to me. If it comes down to I have to have faith in the Republican Party to save this election, my faith's weak. And I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. You guys tell me.
Well, if you don't mind, so I don't have much more faith in the Republican Party than you, maybe no more than you do. If the Republican Party could be depended on, and if they stay unified, there would be a 100% chance that Donald Trump would have a second term. So if you heard my explanation at the end, I say, well, you know, there's a possibility, there's a chance. It's not necessarily going to happen. There's a chance. So what makes it happen? It's not what makes it happen. Isn't that the you know, we can count on the Republicans. What would potentially make it happen is the evidence being strong enough that normie conservatives, that the constituents that these Republican office holders are dependent on for their jobs, if they're demanding it loud enough, they make it happen. It's the evidence makes the normie voices happen. The normie voices, if they're loud enough, force the politicians to act. They wouldn't act on their own, but they could be forced to do it because they have all the power. It's completely within their power to make Donald Trump give Donald Trump a second term.
There is evidence of what you're saying, Patrick. Our guy, not our guy, but the guy that we reluctantly voted for with our noses held, Mitch McConnell, the turtle himself, is coming out in defense of Donald Trump. And he sees very clearly that Kentucky went total Trump for the last two elections, and he's feeling the pressure. It's not because he wants to do what's good for the country. It's not because he's some kind of a good statesman. He's a politician, bought and paid for, but he feels the pressure, and he knows which way the political winds are blowing. And I think that's a good point.
And let me add something you mentioned earlier, Jeremy. Right now, there's 10 GOP state attorney generals that are announcing cases against Pennsylvania's mail-in ballots. So there are some, and I'll give credit where credit's due, there are some GOP attorney generals right now, and it's Oklahoma, Alabama, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, and Florida. Announced the filings of amicus briefs to the Supreme Court. So we may be, we may be a long way from the end because, I mean, we all know this was a concerted effort to steal the election. I mean, it does, and here's where it hits the normie's mind, in my opinion, from what I've heard from friends and family and neighbors and so on. You just can't contrast in your mind someone that can put together a 50,000 person rally versus Biden that's just hid in the basement and could barely couldn't fill a gymnasium. I mean, that's how in normal people's mind that don't listen to RBN and they don't study this kind of stuff, that's the kind of things that stick in their mind. So this one is out of the bag. It's almost like the Scooby-Doo moment where, you know, the hood has been pulled off the culprit. This time the people see. They couldn't see through 9/11. They couldn't see through some of this stuff. But they're seeing through this that our government, sadly, our government has stooped, and with the media in concert, to this level of corruption, and it's sickening. And here's the thing: if we do get Biden, once he does the amnesty and he puts in all the policies, we may never, ever, ever have the chance to thread a needle like this again. Mm. I mean, and I'd like to get Patrick's opinion. If Biden went in for 4 years, the jig may be up. I mean, you're not going to have a billionaire like Donald Trump come along ever so often and want to spend all of his money to get elected president.
That's on the other side of the break. Winter's in your
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Jeremy from Kentucky. We've got the full Justice League here, and three-man panel, Patrick Slattery and Farron Shoaff, discussing the ongoing saga of election 2020 and how important this is. Let me bring up one reason why I think this is the most important election of all of American history. You know, Farron, you made a good point that the Democrats went to the power. Could just bring in as many illegals as they want and steal the vote. But they don't even have to do that. I'm sure they will. Think about this. 4 years from now, they could just say, oh, well, there's another virus. Everybody's going to mail in their ballots. Everybody's going to vote online and just continue this hoax ongoing. They found a formula that they thought would work. That's why it's important, regardless of what you think about Trump, listeners, and I know who you are, that you stand up for America and stand up for Trump fighting for this, because this, our very election, is at stake. I was mentioning, we might pivot over to the USA Today article that's trying to discredit, the media is getting out there trying to get ahead of the game and trying to discredit the notion that state electors can decide this. They're trying to by the headlines. Patrick, let me kick it over to you to respond to what Farron said before the break, and then maybe we can move to that article.
Can you remind me what Farron, because we talked during the break, what was I supposed to address?
Yeah, Farron, do you remember what you were saying? Basically that the Democrats could take this and just bring in illegals. And
yeah, if we saw 4 years of Biden with amnesty, with the gun control, with the climate change, with everything that they could achieve, and they may take the Senate, we don't know yet. If that did happen, they could fundamentally change everything to where you would never have a president that can thread the needle again.
Right,
like
exactly.
So go ahead.
Yeah, and if they can fraudulently take the presidency, they can fraudulently take those two Georgia Senate seats by the same means.
Yeah.
President Trump has been very inept, but he was as somebody he hasn't learned how to govern. He was able to get himself elected, and who else could do that? So and he was hated you know, he didn't accomplish much of what we wanted him to do, but he did accomplish getting, he did expose the system, both, you know, by calling out the fake news and the deep state, but also just by all of the knives that were drawn on him. And we could see it from the media, from academia, from his own political party. I mean, just the knives were out. And so I think people understand much more about what's really going on, where power really lies in this country. You know, the massive censorship, the president of the United States being censored, even by Fox News. So, and 4 years from now, is there going to be another chance? You know, who knows? Like, does lightning strike twice in the same place? It could, but it's not too likely. And there's a lot of damage that can be done over the next 4 years. This isn't like Bush versus Gore. You remember Bush versus Gore. You remember going into the election, those debates, and Al Gore just droning on and on about Social Security, putting it into a lockbox. And there wasn't any, they weren't talking about anything that was really life or death to most people.
Yeah,
it was inconsequential. Yeah, it wasn't substantive at all.
And that's the main thing that I was bringing up, is that we are able to see how our electoral system works only because Trump is fighting. Any other candidate would have rolled over and been washed over by the wave of fakeness and of fraud. But this guy is fighting. We got to give him credit. And the media is trying to get up ahead of that. I sent both of you all the USA Today article on how they're trying to discredit the fact that the state legislators can choose the electors. USA Today, fact check. State legislators pick electors. Supreme Court ruled against faithless electors. And they're trying to
say... red herring. That's
exactly.
A complete red herring.
They're using the
whole
headline.
They're using the headline, but the whole article is about a different phenomenon, the faithless elector, which played a role in 2016, but that's not what we're talking about now with the potential of state legislatures picking a slate of clean electors.
And you've summed up the article very well. They're trying to make the uneducated electorate think that this is not a possibility, and they're just trying to gaslight us. But this is a very distinct possibility. Kick it to you, Farron.
Well, you know, they're putting Biden on TV with the backdrop, like, they're an NFL football team or whatever, with a backdrop that says president-elect. I mean, this is completely a psyop. It's completely manipulation to get people to think that we can never go back to Trump being president, that it's not even up for grabs, that this is set in stone, that the media calls the election. But I'd like to throw one thing out, and I know we're most likely coming up on a break, and you could talk about it on the other side. But let me tell you what I would do if I was Trump and I saw that I was going to lose this election, that Biden, I would burn the house down. I would expose JFK, WikiLeaks, Pizzagate, Epstein, the pedophile rings, and the Jewish control on my way out.
We would, but will he? Coming up on the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life. life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky, joined with Patrick Slattery and Aaron Shoah. And Aaron, you were making the comment that if it were you, or even if it were Patrick and I, we would burn it down if we thought we were on the way out. Pull out all the stops, no holds barred, just go all out. I mean, he has nothing to lose. I totally agree with that. Perhaps there's some sort of other strategy afoot that we're not considering. I don't know. You know, we're not there. It's easy to play armchair quarterback, but I would agree with you, and that's what I would do. But we're not Trump, obviously, or we would have made different decisions. I wanted to basically try to address this issue, and I want to get both of your commentary on it. I'm on the fence, quite honestly. And it's from Natural News. I know Mer Bailey sent me this article. She's mentioned it on the air. My dad called me about this. He is 100% normicon, and a lot of people are talking about it. So we need to address it. Intelligence expert Steve Pezenek claims that 2020 election was a sophisticated sting operation that has trapped the Democrats in the most massive criminal election fraud in history. And it's basically a theory that the Trump administration set this up. They knew there would be fraud, and they set it up to expose the Democrats for the fraud that they knew they were going to commit. It has to do with watermarks and election ballots. I think, Patrick, I don't remember who talked last. Farron talked last. Let me kick it to you, Patrick, and then kick it back to Farron.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the case, I think we'd probably be hearing about it a lot more than just from, you know, the dark corners of the internet. It would be nice if all of a sudden something emerged and there was a sting operation and everybody was arrested. I kind of doubt it's going to happen. But we are seeing all sorts of real evidence of real fraud. So that's what we need. If there's the watermarks, I don't know. The thing is, the ballots, you know, the elections aren't run by the federal government. The elections are run by states and regulated by counties, but regulated by states, but really run by counties. So I don't see how. I guess there was some sort of program. There was the Help America Vote Act after the 2000 election, and you know, the federal government does provide assistance, you know, provide funds and things. So it's not completely far-fetched that they may have offered you know, some sort of ballots, but I mean, watermarks on paper ballots, that's not the most advanced technology. So I don't put a lot of weight into it, but you know, if it was true, then fine.
You want to know what I think?
Yep. Well, to you, Farron.
The FEC, the Federal Election Commission, does not distribute the same ballots all across America. It's all done in all kind of various ways down to the counties. We see all the various types of ways that they do ballots and different machines. I don't believe it at all. I mean, President Trump can't have a phone call in the Oval Office without somebody leaking the information, and we're supposed to think that they could have this vast secret watermark going on all across the country. I would love to think it was true, and you know, maybe they, I mean, if Trump, he has been a step ahead of everyone a lot of times, that's how he's dodged all, maybe they could have something in the works, but that one, I heard a little bit of that on the War Room on InfoWars, which is extremely hard to listen to anymore. It's really the info commercial, but I don't have any weight. I don't give it any validity whatsoever.
And my position on it is, I heard as part of this operation that the CIA was involved on behalf of Trump. That's what threw a red flag.
That's a laugh.
And listen, I don't want to belittle anybody that has read this and is reporting it at all. But that should throw a red flag. The CIA and the FBI have worked against Trump. They've worked against the American people. And that's what would make me question it. Now, did Trump have his own kind of ground operation? I mean, he has a lot of connections. He deals with the mob. You cannot pour a concrete slab in Vegas without dealing with the mob, much less all over the world. He probably has connections that we don't know of. What I'm going to say is that if there is some kind of operation, it doesn't involve our CIA. Farron, did you have something on this, or Patrick?
I agree. Well, I agree. The CIA and the FBI, especially the FBI, how they tirelessly each week or two manage to round up these desperate white supremacists that they're able to sell or give a bomb to. I mean, it's just, I've done that story, literally. I've done that story about the FBI setting up some dupes. I bet I've done it at least 50 times. It's the same story over and over and over. So I have no faith in the FBI or the CIA doing anything to work for Trump, except to work to undermine him.
That's the part of the story that I question. Go ahead, Patrick.
Right, and during the break, I think it was, I mentioned John Brennan. John Brennan has been saying publicly that he thinks the 25th Amendment should be invoked by Mike Pence against Donald Trump to remove him from office before Donald Trump declassifies information that would imperil our national security.
Yeah, my national security, right? Like the national security that was put at risk when Biden was vice president and his crackhead son with a 14-year-old niece on the laptop was making money from foreign governments. Biden was using his influence. Yeah. That kind of breaching of national security, yeah. Well, I don't want to dismiss the story. There could be some truth to Trump putting up some kind of operation. But what I'm saying is that if he did, it doesn't involve any of our three-letter organizations.
Yeah, I mean, he did put up an organization of poll watchers. There's no doubt about that. He was recruiting at these rallies, those giant rallies. They had recruiters going around recruiting people for poll watching. So they did have an army of poll watchers. That's why they're able to get all these affidavits. That's why they had people with cell phones. I mean, even when the poll watchers couldn't get in, the poll watchers who didn't get in are the ones with the evidence. The poll watchers who got in and looked around, you know, they weren't being kept out because there was nothing to see at those places. But the ones who were being kept out, they've got their cell phones. That's a big advantage now. And so there's all this evidence that's out there, and a lot of it was generated by the Trump campaign with all the poll watchers that they had organized.
So Trump did have something in place, I think, to capture fraud. I don't know if it was as elaborate as the Natural News article is breaking, but we will see what we've got. I did not advertise for calls. This is so rare for all three of us with our busy work schedules to be on one broadcast that I wanted to give us all time. But we do have Vinny from Indiana. I think this is the only call we'll have time for. And guys, you can call into my show any other night. Farron takes a whole hour of calls on Saturday morning, and he's known for his callers weighing in. So don't be too hard on us. But let's go ahead and take Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, weigh in on what we've said, and I'll have the panel respond. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Well, I'm not going to be able to attend any rallies on Saturday, as I work every Saturday, but I wanted to do some things constructive, little things I could do. First thing I did was I unsubscribed to Fox News, and I subscribed instead to OAN and to Newsmax. And Newsmax has this guy named Greg Kelly, and he had the perfect metaphor for this. He had a clip of his November 6th show, had a clip of from the film Goodfellas. And his point is the steal, the heist was too big. In the movie Goodfellas, they thought that they were only going to steal $1 million. They sold like $8 or $9 million, and it brought too much heat on them. And if you remember, all of the low-level thieves got killed. And I think what's happening now is that just like in Texas, they arrested people who were working at elderly, CNAs working at old folks' homes for stealing ballots. And postal workers are starting to get caught. And these are all low-level people. I mean, some postal workers sold 1,000 ballots and thought he was going to get paid $20-$50 a ballot. So, you know, these are people, working-class people, who are going to go to jail. Their lives are going to be ruined. And I think if I was going to go to a rally, if I could go to the rally on Saturday, I'd have a sign said, you know, remember Seth Rich. You know, remember what happened to the people, and the good fellows ended up dead fellows, or something like that, because, you know, these people are in really bad shape. And I just think the steal was too big. And if we can convince people and get that out there, you know, I think, like I said, this guy, Gerard Kelly, the steal, the heist was too big. So I think we just need to hang in there.
Agreed, and I appreciate your call, Vinny. Very good points. And, you know, one of the Postmaster General, I heard, not the Postmaster General, one of the Postmasters that exposed this fraud, he had a GoFundMe set up. I heard this from Mark Stein today, and he anticipated losing his income for coming out and exposing this fraud in the Postal Service. And he had his GoFundMe taken down. So low-level people, they're just attacking everyone. Patrick, you had something?
Yeah, I had a friend call me before the show, and he was telling me that one of these postal workers, I think it was a postal worker, who had who had filed an affidavit, signed an affidavit saying that, was it this in Erie, Pennsylvania? I'm not sure where it was somewhere, that he had been instructed, he saw people being instructed to backdate ballots. Right, so you know, ballots that came after. So, like that whole night that the election, the counting was paused. All these ballots come in, and they're instructed to backdate them to make them legitimate. Right, and he had signed an affidavit, and then the FBI went to interview him. Well, the FBI was putting all this pressure on him to recant his story or to say he was tired and didn't remember, but he recorded them. And that tape is now with Project Veritas. This is what I've heard. I haven't seen it directly, but trust but verify, whatever. You go verify it on your own. But that's what I heard just before the show.
Bear in your comments.
Well, you know, there's so many different things we can point to that is odd about this election and stories that's not being covered in the news. You know, we were talking during the break about the fact that the news media, mainstream news media, is actually cutting away. I was watching ABC News when President Trump on Friday at 6:30 was giving a press conference, And as soon as he started talking about voter fraud, they cut it off. He only had a couple of minutes on ABC News, and then they came on. They got the memo to explain about how, you know, there's no evidence of this voter fraud. I switched it over to NBC, and they let him go a little bit further, and then they got the memo. They did the exact same thing, that there's no evidence of this voter fraud. And there's massive stories in the media. I mean, the Daily Wire ran a story. Texas charges social worker with 134 felony counts involving election fraud. This story broke on Wednesday, the day after the election, but there's no coverage of it whatsoever. So, I mean, you could make the argument that actually what we're witness here to is a large conspiracy against Donald Trump with the mainstream media, the Democrats, a concerted effort to propagandize society to that we can't turn back. We've came too far. Trump is history, and that, you know, there's no controversy over the election. But the thing about it is, between RBN, between social media, the word is out. People this time see what is actually happening, and it's now or never. I really think that what should be happening is white people should be organizing, and you, small towns, big towns, whatever. At least putting signs on your cars if we can't organize and protest in the street, which maybe we can't, but at least you put signs on our cars. The election was stolen. I mean, make our voice, give what support we can, because it does not behoove any of us. I do not see, before I had a different opinion, you know, I had the, I dubbed it the, what did I call it? The Blackstonian opinion of Don Black, getting worse is better. This one's not that way. If we get the Biden administration, and especially if they control the Senate, we're back to Bachman-Turner overdrive. You haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to be a real hellhole, because I do believe they're going to come after. They're going to try to eliminate the ability of a Republic Broadcasting, Rents Radio, websites, anybody that's exposing the truth. It'll be hate speech, and they'll make gigantic. I mean, they're talking about, Biden's talking about appointing Beto O'Rourke a gun czar. I mean, is that not like you wake up screaming in a nightmare? So that's the future. So it really is an all or nothing type situation. And it's going to be, I think some of the mistakes, the biggest mistakes that Donald Trump made, if I'd have been elected president, my inaugural speech, I would have said, as soon as I'm sworn in, I'm firing everybody that I can fire. I'm going to clean house, which Biden will do if he goes in. And some of the mistakes that Trump did make was, like, you know, John Bolton, and we could go on and on and on. But What was the Republicans doing today? They were having hearings in Washington, D.C. back on the Russiagate BS from 2016, when what they should be doing is focusing on this ballot gate of 2020.
Yeah, a lot of people are making that mistake. They're focusing on the wrong thing. The thing to be focusing on now, this isn't just a strike against Donald Trump. This is a strike against we the people. And these Democrat leftists, you know, baby-killing homo lovers, they don't understand that they claim mud democracy. This isn't a democracy, faggots. This is a republic. This is a constitutional republic, and it is under attack. That is what's at stake here. And this isn't an attack on Donald Trump. If they pull this hoax over, they can control elections from now till the rest of the time that America is a country. So, amen. Patrick, you have something on that?
Amen. Well, you know, democracy means different things to different people. And republic probably doesn't mean a lot to a whole bunch of people. They don't have any understanding of it. But yeah, I mean, republic, it's from res publica. So it's the public. It is a country of the public. It's a country owned by the public, by the people. But, you know, what does that mean? Constitutional. The constitutional parts, that's the big deal. That is the rule of law. And I don't think our Constitution is perfect by any means, but it's worked. It's got the prestige of 240 years now, 33 years, I guess. It's worked, and it does have a process. It's got the amendment process, which has been used 27 times, and
You know, it's got enough flexibility, and it's worked. And we're not going to have that anymore. And I hear the music coming.
It's a fight for the Republic. It's a fight to stay out of the New World Order and the reset of globalism. Back on the other side.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Welcome back to the show, the classiest show on RBN. I'm a little bit biased, but, you know, we were just talking about how this is not just a battle. This is not just the elites bashing Donald Trump. This is the Jewish-dominated elites trying to steal our republic, our constitutional republic. When they asked Ben Franklin what kind of government that they created, Ben Franklin said a republic, if you can keep it, if you can keep it indeed. And this is not only trying to keep our republic, but it's to stop us from going into this global reset. I sent both of you an article from Andrew Anglin on the Daily Stormer, and he's talking about a transition, Joe Biden's transition would be called Building It Back Better, and it's a great reset slogan. And I'll summarize the article. It's basically stuff that we've all talked about, is that they're going into this globalist reset where race doesn't matter. We're all blended into one society. We all don't have property. There's one currency globally, and we all live in this situation where there are no elections because of virus. or whatever threat that they throw out there, they can control every move that we make. This is what's at stake, and Biden and Harris want to go headlong into this globalist agenda, and Trump and the real America, the Republic, we're the last bastions, also with Russia and Belarus, of global power standing against this. Let me kick it to Farron to get your comments, and then Farron, you kick it back to Patrick, and that should be the show.
Had a little problem with the mute there. Well, you know, we're seeing something that's unprecedented. I mean, you've seen how this reaction to COVID is worldwide. It's France, it's New Zealand, Austria, Germany, Great Britain. I mean, Canada, and quarantining people that are not sick. I mean, obviously the globalists are using this for their agenda, which petered into the Democrats using this for the ability to justify vote in ballots, which became the ability to fraudulently rig the election. So I think we are seeing a Bolshevik attempted world takeover right in front of our eyes, and whether it's going to be successful or not may hinge on the Trump election.
Yeah, I mean, walking around and seeing all these people with masks on, and where can you go? And, you know, walking past the store and it says mask required. And just, where can you go? Where can you go to get away from it? You can't go to Europe. You can't go to Canada. You can't go to Australia. You can't go to Japan. Maybe you could go to China. I don't know if they're wearing them in China, but I mean, it is so global. And it's so ridiculous. I mean, I'm talking about the mask, but because the mask it's so absurd to have all these people with masks on. You know, doctors never wore masks when they were treating patients before. Now all of a sudden, school children need to have masks when they're on the playground. What's next? I mean, are they going to make us all wear adult diapers? Because somebody could have a leak, and that could spread a virus. And aren't diapers effective in combating flatulence? I mean, aren't they? They haven't been proven not to be. We're just in the world of the clown world that Farron's always talking about.
Idiocracy. We're in the movie Idiocracy.
The name of the game is global conformity, and we are not going to conform here at RBN. Thanks for joining me, gentlemen. It was a powerful, powerful show. We're going to do it again soon. See you tomorrow night on In Plain Sight.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. If you go to a rally, hold up a sign that says, "Thank the white people."
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.